Good morning and welcome to the Mountain View Baptist Church radio broadcast. This is Pastor Kevin J. Norton inviting you and your family to any of our services beginning on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Our Sunday school at 10:45, our worship service begins, and then Sunday evening at 5 p.m. We also have a midweek prayer service on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Our program can also be seen on the local cable channel 97 on the second and fourth Thursday night at 8 p.m. Our services are also found live on YouTube. Our church is located 1 mile off the Mountain View Road in Tryon. We're just an old-fashioned Bible-believing church where Jesus is Lord. Come be with us. Until then, may the Lord richly bless you is our prayer.
Isaiah chapter 1, I know we always say that this is always a turning point and how important things are. We've got election coming up, and I realize that that there is no one, no politician. I don't get excited about any politician because none of them are going to fix the problems that we have in our nation. And it may very well be we've already lost our nation. It's just a matter of time. And I know it's God that sets up kings and it's God that takes them down. You say, well, why would I even want to go vote then if God's the one in charge? Well, I want it on record. Because if the wicked get in office, I don't want to be the one to put them there. I ain't never voted for anybody. I've always voted against somebody. Because I don't put any hope or faith in any of the politicians that we have. But it may very well be that God may give a reprieve. I don't know. But I do know this, that we are bordering on His judgment. And Isaiah lays this out. So I want to look at here in Isaiah chapter 1 with this in mind. The vision of Isaiah the son of Amos, which he saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, Hezekiah, kings of Judah. Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord has spoken. I have nourished and brought up children, they have rebelled against me. The ox knoweth his owner, the ass his master's crib. But Israel does not know, my people does not consider. All sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, a seed of evildoers, children that are corruptors. They have forsaken the Lord. They have provoked the Holy One of Israel unto anger. They're going away backward. Why should you be stricken anymore? You will revolt more and more. The whole head is sick. The whole heart faint. From the sole of the foot even unto the head, there's no soundness in it, but wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. They have not been closed, neither bound up, neither mollified with ointment. Your country is desolate. Your cities are burned with fire. Your land strangers devoured in your presence. It is desolate as overthrown by strangers. The daughter of Zion is left as a cottage in a vineyard, as a lodge in a garden of cucumbers, as a besieged city. Except the Lord of hosts had left unto us a very small remnant, we should have been as Sodom and should have been like unto Gomorrah. Hear the word of the Lord, you rulers of Sodom, and give ear unto the Lord our God, ye people of Gomorrah. Would you pray with us and for us tonight? Our Heavenly Father, and our wonderful God, once again tonight, as we do call upon your name, how thankful and grateful, Lord, once again, that you've allowed us to assemble and gather here in your house tonight. Lord, I thank you, God, for the fellowship that we've had with the saints of God tonight. I thank you, Lord, the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, Lord, and Lord, for the good songs of Zion that we've heard tonight, God, and now for the Word of God that Lord may enter our ears and our hearts and find a lodging place, and Lord may it take root and bear fruit in our life tonight. Lord, may it direct our paths and may it strengthen us for the journey that lies ahead. Oh God, I pray tonight that you move upon our nation tonight. God, open the eyes and ears of the powers that be, God, that they may turn back to you before it's too late. God, have your way tonight in the service. Encourage discouraged hearts tonight. Help us to look up tonight, God, and to realize that we're on the very precipice tonight. Tonight, Lord, of you coming again and receiving us unto yourself. I pray, Lord, you give us strength tonight, God. Give us clarity of thought tonight, Lord. In all of this, I pray you get glory. Be high lifted up among your people in Jesus' name. Amen tonight and amen. Now, I clearly realize tonight that this is written unto Israel. The Bible said in the first verse is written unto Jerusalem and unto Judea, and also we find how the Bible said it is my people Israel that does not know in verse number 3, and that my people do not consider. Amen. And they certainly have suffered the consequences of their actions tonight. Amen. But I tell you, at this point in time, this present hour, you know that Israel is in a state of blindness tonight. Ever since that they have rejected and turned away Jesus when he came into Jerusalem there. Amen. They failed to recognize him. Though he, by many infallible proofs, showed that he was the Savior and the Messiah. He came to his own, but his own received him not. And so Israel stands today. Amen. They stand today not because of the United States. How they stand today, not because of the United Nations, but because they are God's chosen people tonight. Amen. And even though tonight they're in a state of blindness, brother, that's going to change one day. Amen. They stand today because of three reasons. First of all, the promise that God gave unto them. I think about the covenant tonight that he made with Abraham. And told Abraham that everywhere that his foot trod, that he would give it unto him and his seed for an eternal inheritance tonight. I think about the covenant that he made with David. And God told David, said, no matter how bad or how much that Israel sinned, and no matter how much that he moved in judgment against him, he'd always leave a remnant. Amen. to start over tonight. Amen. I want to say tonight the second reason is because of prophecy. Amen. This is the time of the Gentiles. I realize that there's a time that God dealt with Israel. Amen. But now he's dealing with the Gentile nations. But that's going to come to a close. And Israel's eyes are going to be opened again. And God's going to fulfill every jot. Amen. Concerning them tonight. Amen. Don't mark them off and don't count them out tonight. And then also I think about the protection that God has upon them tonight. God's hand of mercy is still on that little nation tonight. Amen. He put them in the land. He said, I'll never pluck them up. I'll never scatter them among the nations again. Brother, the Arabs can try to drive them into the sea. The diplomats can try to divide it up into Palestine and Israel. The whole world's going to come against them one day. But I'll assure you, when the smoke settles and the dust clears, Israel will still be on the mound because that God's hand is upon them tonight. Amen. But I want to say tonight, brother, that this, as all scripture tonight, was written for our example. I know he's addressing Israel, but verse number 4 said, O sinful nation and the people. Amen. That could be any nation tonight. That could be any people tonight. The Bible said, blessed is that nation whose God is the Lord tonight. That righteousness exalteth a nation. But sin is a reproach unto any people. Amen. God has turned unto the Gentiles in this hour. Amen. And especially tonight, I'm not talking about the heathen nations. Amen. Tonight, I'm talking about the Christian and the godly, the ones that were founded upon the Word of God tonight. Amen. That's concerning tonight. And that's what I want to preach on tonight, from Israel to America. Amen. Brother, I look over in Isaiah chapter 33 and verse number 22. The Bible said the Lord is our judge. That's the Supreme Court. The Lord is our lawgiver. That's Congress. The Lord is our king. That's the president tonight. The three branches of government right here out of the Word of God tonight. Amen. You know tonight, brother, we used to be a Christian nation. Amen. One that feared God. Amen. And upheld the principles of the Word of God tonight. Amen. But I'll tell you, we've been blessed by the hand of God. Amen. So much. But now, brother, we stand in jeopardy. Amen. Believe me, if he judged Israel, his own people, the apple of his eye, brother, he won't hesitate, amen, to bring about the same. Amen. How think it, that we'd escape the judgment that God brought upon them. Amen. And the reason tonight, amen, because we're no longer a God-fearing nation. Amen. You know I'm telling you the truth tonight. Amen. In verse number 2 tonight, he said, you have rebelled against me tonight. And certainly we have tonight as a nation. Amen. We've rejected the Lord tonight. Amen. As being the standard bearer. Amen. We have. Amen. Taken down the commandments. We've done away with all the public prayer tonight. Amen. Verse number 4, he said, you have forsaken, amen, the Lord thy God tonight. Turned our back, amen, on the very foundations that were laid in us tonight. We're not raising up a Christian generation. We're raising a generation that don't know anything about God. Amen. And that that falls upon us tonight. Amen. In verse number 4, he said, you've also provoked the Holy One of Israel. Amen. How do you provoke God? Amen. I'll tell you, brother, by marching in the streets. Amen. And waving our sin in his face tonight. Amen. Passing laws that are contrary to the Word of God. Our tolerance tonight. Amen. What we put up with, what we go along with, has provoked our God. Amen. Unto judgment. And he said there in verse number 4, you'll be consumed. Amen. Verse number 5, now you hear me. Verse number 5, he said, why should you be stricken anymore? Amen. Why should you be chastened anymore? It's not working. God said, I'm chastened you and chastened you, and you just sin and you revolt more and more. I look at our nation, one end of it's on fire. Amen. Burning thousands of acres. The other side's under flood waters. Storms we've had. Plagues we've had. Amen. All kind of COVID and all. And no matter what God sends our way, brother, we just double down and sin more and more. Amen. God said in verse number 15, comes a time your prayers will be cut off and I'll hear you no more. All the pleading, amen, is not going to reach heaven tonight. And now in verse number 16 down through verse number 19, there is a solution. He said, wash you and make you clean and put away the evil doings from before mine eyes. Amen. Learn to do well and seek judgment. Come now, let us reason together. Amen. The problem is we're not responding unto him tonight. Amen. The Laodicean church that said we have need of nothing. Amen. And so tonight, brother, I want to preach from Israel to America. The first 5 chapters of Isaiah tonight lays out a scenario unto any nation that has forsaken, rebelled, and provoked the Lord our God tonight. I would be foolish tonight, amen, to ignore it. Amen. Now, I just want to cherry pick tonight. Amen. Chapter number 1, he said there'll be a great invasion. Look in verse number 7. Your country is desolate. Your cities are burned with fire. Your land, strangers devoured in your presence, and desolate and overthrown by strangers. And by the way, amen, it's not just America, it's Israel. Amen. Their cities are burning with fire. Their borders are being invaded by strangers. Amen. Tell me another country on the face of this earth that's having a border crossing. Amen. And a border problem. Oh, no. Amen. I'm saying tonight, brother, we may be militarily strong. Amen. And God deals with the pride of men tonight. But he said, in your very presence, strangers will devour your country. They'll eat you from the inside out. Amen. We're seeing that right before our eyes tonight. Amen. I said before and say again, it wasn't the Democrats that opened the gate, and it's not the Republicans that's going to close it. God opened the floodgate. He said in verse number 4, you're a sinful nation. Amen. And because you provoke me, amen, I'm going to open the floodgates and devour your resources. Amen. And make your land a waste right before your very eyes. It's not going to be a conquering nation that comes for war. No. Brother, we've let our guard down. Amen. We've opened up our arms. Amen. And brother, it's taking a toll on our nation. Amen. Isn't it sad when, brother, we're paying more attention to those that are coming in illegally, than those that are here naturally. Amen. Our own people are suffering. Amen. Because we're diverting all the resources to take care of them. I'm compassionate. I'm not a bigot. I'm not a racist. Amen. But I'll tell you, millions pouring over the border. Brother, that's not immigration. That's an invasion. Amen. And brother, they didn't come here to assimilate. They didn't come here to be Americans. Amen. They wave a strange flag walking down our streets. Amen. They speak a strange language. They take our Constitution to get their rights. Amen. And their resources. Amen. And tell me I've got to be the one that needs to change. Amen. God said, if you're provoking me, you rebelled against me, amen, I'll open up the gates and let your nation be devoured from the inside out. Amen. In chapter number 2, look in verse number 8. Amen. There's an indecency that's taking place. He said, the land also is full of idols. They worship the work of their own hands, which their fingers have made tonight. Amen. Isn't it sad that God is no longer the God of our nation? Amen. Brother, I'll tell you, there's all kind of religions. And I know our Constitution gives freedom of religion tonight. Amen. Not freedom from religion. Amen. But it used to be that God was supreme. Amen. But nowadays, amen, men worship anything under heaven. And those that are not worshiping God, they're worshiping the devil tonight. Amen. Brother, I'm saying we worship at the altar of money. We worship at the altar of fame. We worship at the altar, amen, of sports and all kinds of things tonight. They become more important. Amen. How you know, preacher? Then tell me why our churches are not full on the Lord's Day. Because we found something else to do. And it's just not a priority in our generation anymore. Amen. We have forsaken the house of God. Amen. In verse chapter number 3, get a tight hold now. Amen. Verses number 12. There's an inversion that's going to take place. He said, it's for my people, children are their oppressors, and women shall rule over them. Amen. Now listen, brother, I'm not a misogynist tonight. Amen. Every woman in this building is prettier than I am. Amen. Most of them are smarter than I am. A few of them are tougher than I am. Amen. But what I'm saying tonight is, God said a woman had not to assert authority over the man. I didn't say that. God said that. He said that's the order that things ought to be tonight. But because you've forsaken me, because you rebelled against me, he said, I'll put women over you. Amen. And that may be what happens in just a little while from now. Never has happened before in our nation. Amen. But it very may well be. Amen. I'm just saying tonight, brother, there's a reason why that masculinity is under attack in our day. Why do you think that the devil's trying to feminize all the men? Amen. Because it was Eve that was deceived. The devil didn't go after Adam. He went after the weaker vessel. Amen. And he convinced her to give to him. Amen. Brother, I'm just saying, if the devil, amen, can feminize the men folk, we're a lot easier to deal with. Amen. I'm just trying to say tonight, brother, it's a shame that God said, my people, people have turned so much away. Amen. And God promised David, said, there'll always be a man to rule on your throne as long as your people, amen, follow my statutes and keep my laws. Amen. But if they don't, he said, I'm going to make women to rule over you. Amen. In chapter number 4, brother, there's an indignation. Amen. Look in verse number 4 of chapter number 4. He said, when the Lord shall have washed away the filth of the daughters of Zion, and shall have purged the blood of Jerusalem from the midst thereof. And he said, how's he going to do that? By the spirit of judgment and the spirit of burning. Amen. I'll tell you, there's coming a judgment upon our nation. Amen. How do you get rid of the filth? How do you get rid of the sodomites? How do you get rid of the corruption? Brother, not by going to Washington. Amen. God said, I'm going to do it by judgment and by burning. Amen. I'll wipe them off the face of the earth. Amen. If that's what it's going to take tonight. Amen. He said, I've tried to chasten you, and it doesn't do any good. All that's left, the only remedy, amen, is the hand of judgment to fall upon this nation. Amen. In chapter number 5, there's an annihilation. Amen. That's what God said it's leading to. Amen. Look in verse number 5. Now go to, I'll tell you what I will do. Amen. Now God has talked about what they've done and how they provoked and how they rebelled and how that they've done all this. And now God said, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. Amen. Verse 5, he said, I'll take away the hedge and it shall be eaten up. I'll break down the wall and it shall, God said, I'll take my hand off of you. Amen. I'll tear down the wall, the hedge that I had about you, that kept you from all of these things, the rest of the world. Amen. Let me tell you something, brother. Amen. We hadn't had to put up with the disease that India and Kenya and all, amen, that they've had to put up with. We hadn't had to put up with famines and starvations. But God has had his hand around us. God said, we've come to the place, I'm going to back off and lift my hands, and brother, you'll be no different than the rest of the world. Judgment is coming your way. And God said, I'll lift up the hedge, amen, and said, it shall be trodden down. Verse number 6, he said, I'll lay it waste. Amen. Brother, you don't think America can fall? Amen. You don't think, brother, we can be wiped off the face of the map? Amen. I'm telling you, God said, because you've done this, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to lay it waste. Amen. It's coming. It's coming. That's all bad news, preacher. You got any good news? Yeah, I got one. Look in chapter 6 and verse number 1. Oh, this judgment's coming, but oh, Isaiah said, I've then seen the Lord. I seen him high and lifted up, amen. The closer we're getting to judgment, the closer we're getting to seeing Jesus coming in the clouds of glory. Amen. I know it's bad. It's going to get worse. I don't know what more else we're going to have to endure or what we're going to face, but I'll tell you, just look up. It's getting closer every day. Closer every day. Thank God we've got an out. We've got an escape. I'm glad I don't have to fix the problems in Washington. I'm glad I've got an escape route. I've seen the Lord high and lifted up.